Chuck Chad Freestyle for September 12th, 2014. Here we go. 4 days. Hello again and welcome to Freestyle. It is the last day of working from my home in Appleton, Wisconsin. I am officially on, well, paid time off. You might call it a vacation, but this next week is going to be anything but a vacation. Gray weather and a bit of gray mood in my heart as we get closer to leaving. Cool temperatures and drizzly, rainy weather. It went from summer to late fall in the Midwest very, very quickly. And it is very, as I mentioned, I think I mentioned yesterday, very, very appropriate for the way I'm feeling today. Bit of good news, though. I had dinner with my brother and his wife and my niece at Dublin's in Oshkosh. And had a wonderful time. I had the bangers and mash. Oh, that was so good. I was tempted by the fish and chips, but since I had fish yesterday with Bruce at lunch, I needed something else. And the shepherd's pie was tempting, but I had never had the bangers and mash before. And they made it with a Guinness gravy or something. It was just delicious. Couldn't believe it. Very, very good. Let me hold the microphone up a little closer so you can hear me. My niece Olivia did a wonderful blessing for the meal, and I got very misty, which isn't hard these days because, you know, she included us in the prayer that God watch over us as we go forward on Tuesday with our trip and be safe in Arizona. And the rest of the meal was filled with lots of laughter, lots of story, lots of love, and, of course, good food. So very, very fortunate that I got to have one last meal with my brother before we go. It just seems like everything around the house these days is a flashback. As I keep busy, it's not a problem. But when I'm not busy, when I have a moment to reflect, the emotional hammer is swinging harder these days. You'll probably laugh, but every time I turn around, all I can see is a photo album of the life we left in this house. Everything from the reading loft that I built in the sunroom for the girls when they were little to the steps. I sit down and put my shoes on the steps and think of how many pictures, how many memories are on that steps. I see a picture of Lisa when she was little, brushing her grandmother's hair. Or the girls with their cousin having their tea party or whatever they were doing, having fun on those stairs. Our family Christmas picture from a couple of years ago with the girls and me and Donna lined up. I think I have it on our family webpage somewhere. Even the toilet, the stupid toilet in the bedroom, or in the main bathroom upstairs. I'm brushing my teeth and I'm getting misty over the stupid toilet. Because I look over and all I can see is, you know, one of the girls when they were little getting potty trained, or how many late nights we had to wake up so we wouldn't have an accident in the bed. They'll probably kill me if they hear me saying this. Or fixing that stupid toilet, the leaking flapper valve, or going out to the local hardware store to buy a spud nut wrench so I could rebuild all the gaskets and bolts and stupid toilet. We moved into this house with no kids. We raised a family. We did what we set out to do. And now we leave with no kids. It's going to be a tough weekend. I'll keep you informed. Take care. 101.